Today's message is from 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 7. But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." The main passage is about Samuel electing the one who are to take over Saul's position among the sons of Jesse, following the command of the Lord. In verse 6, it says, "When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, 'Surely the Lord's anointed stands here before the Lord.'" How did Samuel think of Eliab when he saw him? He thought that Eliab was the one to become the king. In other words, Samuel liked him. And Eliab must have been tall and good-looking. But then Samuel hears the voice of the Lord in verse 7. "But the Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him.' The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." The Lord said that not to consider his appearance or his height. And what is even more surprising is that the Lord has rejected Saul. Upon hearing this, Samuel must have been quite shocked. The Lord said that people look at the outward appearance, but he looks at the heart. Indeed, people look at the outward appearance, and that is why the first impression is considered very important. People in this world say that how you dress is also a strategy. This probably is the limitation of man, but how is God? He looks at the heart of man. Let us turn to Psalm 51, verses 16 and 17. "Do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. My sacrifice, O God, is a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart you, God, will not despise." We can see that the Lord does not delight in sacrifice nor in burnt offerings. What are those sacrifice and burnt offerings? They could be the things that appear to be for God's sake, something like great achievements for God, which men are praising for. However, what is a sacrifice that God wishes to receive? It is a broken spirit. In other words, the broken hearts. It is that going beyond the heart of wanting to heal the brokenhearted, God is searching for them. And he does not despise the contrite heart. As we follow the path of love, we may become brokenhearted. But that becomes the sacrifice that God will receive. He does not despise the broken and contrite hearts. Rather, he looks at the heart of those who are crying and earnestly seeking God. The Lord says, people look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. But we easily misunderstand God and think that he won't know us well. We don't think that God would look at the deepest heart of man. Inside of a sinner, there is a yearning heart that he doesn't want to commit a sin. There is a desire wanting to live a proper life. This is what God is looking at, and he suffers together with us. He does not treat us in a business manner, but rather he looks at the deep heart of ours with love. From the main passage, we can learn how God elects a king. What was his method? He did not look at the appearance or height. This comes as a shock to the people of this world where they are so consumed with appearance. God does not judge or elect people based on their appearance. It would be good to have an attractive appearance, but that will not affect God's decision. It's not a requirement for God's election. God looks at the heart, and he does not have favoritism. I wish that you could be chosen by God who looks at the heart. Let us pray. Dear loving Father God, we give you thanks. You do not look at our appearance or height, but rather see through the deepest heart of ours. May we lay down our everything before you and find joy as we dwell in your presence. We prayed in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.